exact is mijn interventional cardiology dictating office follow-up visit aan Peggy Calhoun, date of birth 5-9-1965, date service January 23, 2013. Patient is 47-year-old female with history of long-standing hypertension, presenting for follow-up after being hospitalized recently for atypical chest pain. Patient had uneventful hospital course and was ruled out for acute coronary syndrome. Since she was discharged from the hospital, she had no earth apnea, PND, or leg swelling. However, she has been having a recurrent atypical chest pain that occurs mostly at rest without any relieving or aggravating factors. She has been also complaining of generalized aches, including leg pains, which is non-exertional. Patient denied palpitation, syncope, or near syncope symptoms. Next item, past medical history remarkable for history of hypertension and history of coronary artery disease. Between brackets, uncertain where the diagnosis was made. Next item, current medications. Isosorbide dinitrate, unknown dose. Hydrochlorothiazide, unknown dose. Loratadine, 10 mg PO daily. Metoprolol, 25 mg PO BID. Diazepam, tramadol. Albuterol inhaler. Hydrocodone, PRN. And multivitamin. Allergies, no known drug allergies except Motrin, unknown reaction. Social history, patient lives with her family. She denies smoking, alcohol, or drug abuse. Family, she's remarkable for coronary artery disease in her sister, hypertension, and diabetes in her mother. Next item, review systems. There's no fever, chills, weight loss, night sweats, HENT, no hearing loss or visual changes. Cardiovascular, as mentioned above, respiratory, no cough, hemoptysis. Gastrointestinal, there's no diarrhea or constipation. CNS, no history of CVA. Musculoskeletal, there's no known history of rheumatic heart disease or rheumatic fever, no history of rheumatoid arthritis. Endocrine, no known history of diabetes mellitus or thyroid disorder. Skin, no rashes. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan. Number one, atypical chest pain. This being persistent, patient underwent myocardial perfusion stress test with myocardial perfusion imaging, which revealed moderate to large size, mild severity, completely reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of proximal to mid-left circumflex, or RCA, with a small size, mild severity, reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the territory typical of proximal to mid-LAD. With this finding and the fact that the patient has multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease and having recurrent unrelieved chest discomfort, we discussed options with the patient and she wants to proceed with left heart catheterization for further evaluation and trying to relieve her daily discomfort. We'll proceed with left heart catheterization in about 1 week. We'll talk to her about risk benefits, indication, and alternatives of the procedure. We ask her to continue taking aspirin and all other medications. We went ahead and added Norvasc, 5 mg PO daily, for better control of her blood pressure and symptoms. Secondly, uncontrolled hypertension, as shown above, with blood pressure 161 over 109. Norvasc, 5 mg PO daily, continue metoprolol 25 milligram pill BID and all other medications. Again, next item, uncontrolled hypertension, wanted to increase her continued metoprolol 25 milligram PO BID and added Norvasc 5 milligram PO daily and continued other medications. Please add the section physical examination after review systems. Patient had no apparent distress or stress. Her pulse 161 over 109, heart rate 97 per minute. 90 per minute. She's a normal sinus rhythm. She had no significant JVD. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiac auscultation reveals regular rate rhythm with no murmurs, gallop, or rub. No abdominal tenderness. Or masses. No peripheral edema. No neurological deficit. Please make correction to assessment and plan number 2. We also increased her metoprolol to 50 milligram POBID from 25 milligram POBID. Please add ancillary data section before assessment and plan. Patient had unremarkable ankle brachial index with ABI 1.3 on the right and 1.37 on the left. TBI is 0.97 on the right and 0.98 on the left. Stress test myocardial perfusion imaging was abnormal, revealing moderate to large size, mild severity, reversible ischemia involving the proximal to mid left circumflex or RCA territory with a small size, mild severity, reversible defect consistent with ischemia in the proximal to mid LAD. And now going down to assessment and plan, next paragraph after blank line. Patient was scheduled at Santa Grace Hospital in 1 week for outpatient left heart catheterization for further evaluation. Please add EKG to ancillary data section. EKG revealed normal sinus rhythm with no SCT changes. This is an indication on Peggy Calhoun, C-A-L-H-O-U-N. Back to Ishmael. Thank you.